Okay, so here we'll do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3023, and this is dated Baruch Hashem, Yud Beis Mar Cheshvin, Tovshin Tez Vov, and the Rebbe is addressing this letter to Rav Chosid. The title's here, Moreinu Rav Shimon Sheyichya Yaakovovitz. He was in the activist in Israel at the time, and the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm surprised, or very surprised, that it's been a long time since I had received any letter from you. It's like any good COO, you know, if you don't hear, you know, the Rebbe, why have we not heard from you? And also, not of the other members, your friends, of Tzidei Agudas Chabad of Yerushalayim, Tibonim Zikonim. They were in Jerusalem, in the Chabad over there. So the Rebbe says, we didn't hear a long time. So, although the Rebbe says, you should have, for sure, you should have wrote in detail and at length how you utilize the month of Tishrei. And that includes, the Rebbe is demanding a report, how you utilize the days of Tishrei, whether it's the days of awe, the Yom Ha'Ra'im, or it's the days of joy, which is Sukkot, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. So the Rebbe says, in all times, we were always thirsty to get good news. How much more so in our days? And the Rebbe says, it is my hope that you will fulfill this in the opportunity, very near, as soon as possible. And also encourage the other members, the other friends, also in the above, that each one should write their ideas in detail. And even the Rebbe says, in communal matters, let each one write, because the Rebbe says it shouldn't become like a pot of partners, a kedeta de beishutvi. In the Talmud, there is a concept, it's called a kedeta de beishutvi, a pot that belongs to partners, which means that, and the Gemara says, it's le kariri ve le chamimi. It's not cold and it's not hot. Why? Because everybody relies on somebody else to take care of it. So each one thinks, so it doesn't go either way, because everybody leaves it for the other person. So the Rebbe says, I want you to write in the public matters too. It shouldn't become, oh, that's not my issue, that's somebody else's issue. And the other one said, it's somebody else's issue. So the Rebbe wants, no, write your personal matters and also the communal matters. So the Rebbe says, as a follow-up to the custom during the Fabrengians, the gatherings, especially this is common that during Fabrengian, on the month of Tishrei, I am quoting over here, copying to you shortly, a letter that I wrote to the heads of the Hasidim in another place. And that is, that it is very important that the joy of Shabbos and Yontev should not just be in the shul and in the place where you're gathering, but it must be also in the home of each and every one of the Hasidim. You have to bring and make the gathering should be in all the homes. And therefore, that you should organize the Fabrengians in such a way that this should be time, during this special time of Shabbos and Yontif, to explain to the family members the matters in a way that is fitting and in words that are appropriate before them. Get the family involved. Tell them what's going on about the holiday and about what the day is. And the Rebbe said, for sure, there is more time, there is sufficient time in these days also for a good Fabrengian and also to make your wife and children happy properly as necessarily for that as well. So the Rebbe says, it's self-understood I'm not giving specific instructions for each and every one, because it really depends on their specific character, who they are. But each and every one can learn from this point a conduct as it applies to themselves and to their home. The Rebbe says it's not across the board, here, there. You know, everybody has to adjust this idea that is here fitting to their circumstance. And the Rebbe says, self-understood, that I intend here all the Hasidim. And therefore, I give you the right, the permission, to publicize the contents of these lines amongst your friends. And I want to add that it's obvious. Now, the Rebbe is balancing it also in the other, on the other side. You know, Hasidim were always expected not to be fully engaged or sunk into the cultures and the isms of the time and of the place, and to follow, but to live life as Hasidim, live life separate from the ways of the world. We're never trying to. So here, the Rebbe says, I don't mean, oh, you gotta, you know, become like the culture of the world, maybe follow the way an American, or if this is Israel, the current ideas. The Rebbe says, absolutely not. And for sure, the Rebbe says, and matters of God, that's not what I want to, that people should accept the culture of the world. And certainly, you have to educate. There needs to be a Hasidic education, and it has to impact these matters to daven long. It needs to be farbringens, but after all, your own elevation and level, there is still the possibility, and it's necessary that you must utilize it, that also the families should participate with their full agreement, full consent in these matters. And the Rebbe says, reflect a little bit and you'll find the right ways how to explain this. And the Rebbe says, you can do both. You can be a Hasidic Yid, you can live the life as a Chassid, give a Katil Chassid, and still be considerate. And not only be considerate, but the Rebbe says, still, it's necessary. It's necessary to bring the joy of the holiday and the idea of the day and that special feelings and what you learn and the celebrations, bring it to the home. That's necessary. It's not a conflict. It's not a contradiction. You can't say, oh, I can't do a farbringen because I got to go home to my wife. No, you can do both. You just got to reflect and balance it, and then you will come up with the right right balance to be able to be both. Be a Hasidish Yid and bring it to the family as well, to the wife and the family members.